God to be here. I always enjoy coming and being with this group. And I really learned some valuable things since I've been in New Jersey. Commonly known as Joe. I found this truth fairly easily yesterday. And this is by motor in the line in New Fair City. To go left, you go right. If you don't go right, you're wrong. And being a law enforcement officer for many years, I finally figured out why this is true. Not only do we keep from having accidents that way on comfort ground, but it's also a sobriety test. Because I don't think anyone could possibly negotiate non-guilt some of those things unless they were sober. But nonetheless, it's a joy to be here, and thank you so much for all of you who have worked and labored to prepare for this meeting, and those of you who have contributed so heartily to this being a great possibility. And we just pray that those who are listening will also regard in this wonderful opportunity that we have to share the truth about the precious Word of God. Before you begin the history of the publication of our King James Bible, more accurately, the authorized version, is an epic milestone, of which I've heard more from the secular news media than from churches, and that is a surprising and sad fact. Our beloved King James Bible has indisputably been used of God around the world to bring more people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ than all the modern critical text translations combined. Not only has it been mightily used of God in evangelism and soul winning, but it has blessed and comforted countless millions throughout its history. The heritage of the King James Bible is indeed rich. I would ask two questions of those who abandon the virtually only English Bible based upon the God-preserved received text of the very Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic words the church that the days of the apostles shed their blood for God. Question one. Why would any born-again person be pleased with placing the 99% proven, accurate, received text Bible, and I believe the other 1% will be found, with an apostate, Gnostic, Roman Catholic, Pope-perverted critical text, first produced, get that word produced by men proven to be apostate by their own written words? Question two. Is God or Satan pleased when so-called Bible scholars, teachers, and preachers accept Bibles translated from a text derived from all it can be to unchristian? I stand by that. To unchristian manuscripts which inarguably differ in 3,000 places in the Gospel of Luke. King James Bible takes the high road in glorifying God, magnifying our Savior, and honoring the dear Holy Spirit as a person, not an influence. Critical text versions take the lowly view of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They look for ways to reduce the glory and majesty of the Trinity from the exalted heights of the revealed text in the King James Bible translation, and diminish and weaken its strong, God-honoring stand. In consequence of that fact, Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, Romans, Seventh-day Adventists, Roman Catholics, and others use those versions to diminish and or deny the absolute holiness and Trinitarian oneness of our God. The critical text versions weaken and or remove convincing words and passages that clearly support Christ's virgin birth, sinlessness, vicarious suffering, death on the cross, blood atonement, his bodily resurrection, When I was in seminary, I left favor with the Southern Baptist Seminary, although it was. The president of that seminary taught a course in a gene short term. In that thing, he argued strongly, more than once, that Jesus did not rise bodily, he only rose spiritually. I want to tell you, if I could have had the courage, I would have resigned from that place and left. But being weak and young and foolish and broke, I am here to the end. But nonetheless, that was his thing. Denies bodily resurrection, ascension, and promise second coming. Opposing religions and cults fill out refuses to prove their belief with a compromised King James, a critical text by the many weak professing Christians are thereby led to believe that Jesus isn't the only man whereby we must be saved. And that cannot be easily proved if we use a King James Bible. And they apostatize Satan by apostatizing those entrusted with the education of the servants of God, has started many of the very institutions Christians sacrificed to build for the glory of God. Satan also stole by deceptive apostate scholars and teachers the accurate translations of the Bible godly believers loved and honored and wanted to see taught and proclaimed in the world. Trustees and administrators of many Christian institutions have commonly diverted the primary institutions they serve into millions of deceit. They did it through accreditation, tenure, sentimental alumni, an obsessive view of scholarship, and by legal maneuvers. Narcissistic intellectual egomaniac Satan has used in his critical text efforts have often been trained by graduate infiltrators who have gained impressive graduate degrees from schools respected by Christians from institutions held to be outstanding. By fraud, lying, deceit, and self-serving motives, large majority of Christian schools are now promoted to the critical text Bible versions. I get a full understanding of the uncomfortable method used in the process, which has led to the widespread abandonment of the King James Bible by formerly staunch-received text schools, but which have now become staunchly critical texts, from Dr. Ron Jasmine's carefully researched book, Why Do Fundamental Schools Go Apostate? This eye-opening book should be required reading by every Christian school teacher, Christian school president, board member, and pastor. It is so startlingly revealing that one would have to admit his bias for dishonesty not to see the satanic efforts in bringing once good schools and institutions away from their originally strong stand for the King James Bible. Sadly, Dr. Jasmine's monumental book is almost totally ignored. My subject is multifaceted. The complex issues involved in overcoming many King James Bible schools all need to be fully considered. But even a brief mention of all the related issues would consume all of my allotted time. I need the evidence of that. See that the matter is. Therefore, I will mention only three points considered in this message today. Number one, God's word is worth defending. Jeremiah chapter 36 relates a very troubling account of the intentional destruction of the first manuscript of the book of Jeremiah. It is impossible for those who love God and his word understand how anyone could cut up and burn the perfect words of God. Yet that is exactly what King Jehoiakim did in Jeremiah's day, and the producers of the biblical text and modern versions of the Bible have done in this day. The altering and cutting up of the word of God is now epidemic. new buildings are appearing so quickly that it's impossible for one person to read and correlate the changes, deletions, and alterations in them before another version comes out. Those who defend new critical text versions will seldom admit the doctrinal impact of the changes and serious doctrinal problems they make. Dr. Jack Woolman has documented 356 doctrinal changes caused by critical text alterations in the modern version. One doctrinal error change is serious. 356 doctrinal error changes is catastrophic. Where are the alarmed pastors? Whose fine reef and supposed Trinitarian pulpits, who raise no objection or cry of warning about Satan's boycott of God's words from the only book of revealed truth man has ever been given by God. Tragically, the very men charged with proclaiming and teaching the practice truth of God have by and large sold out for the prize of popularity. Consider our neighbor, Goliath, Jeremiah, who bravely made intercession to the king, pleading that he would not burn the road. Those brave men hazarded their lives by objecting to the burning of God's word. Those men were not simply in jeopardy of losing their popularity, position, or support. These were not risking such terrible things as being removed from their alumni circulation. God help. And being blacklisted it by their beloved school. These men were in real danger of being killed by a desperate king. Think of the risks taken, bloodshed, and suffering endured by those who clung to treasures hid in cloaks. The received text, God's word, recorded and preserved by God. I cringe at the glib, thoughtless, low motives of many of the pseudo scholars who ravish the precious words of God for popularity and profit. But the time has passed for you who know the King James Bible is the accurately translated, preserved words of God. If we don't defend the truth in our day, God will still preserve it in fire. But like the book and the law found sanctified among you from the temple in 17:22, which careless priestly neglect caused the people to suffer the consequences of their sins, so will the people in our day suffer ruin, those who already know little of God's word. Soon they will know that you will not know there is a neglected and replaced book of greater truth. How shall we defend the truth of God? As I said, in actual fact, God will defend it. But you and I, who are not deceived by the bleeding slips for the word scholars, and are always changing versions, will propose Satan's one-of-a-kind efforts to steal the words of the Bible. Some let the stand quietly by and say nothing. Had you and I been in the Garden of Eden, the no evil being deceived and tempted by Satan, we would have the position of cowards. Not for a moment would I have been silent. And I heard that the view Satan has is not acceptable, and that Satan is a liar. And that dynamic equivalency in truth is not equal. If it's only equal, why not leave it as it is? Now, it's slow, but surely it's always in the Bible and changing what God has said, and changing what God has said, led to sin, which cast upon all men, changing God's word was deadly in the Garden of Eden, and it is deadly in this day. You and I, as men, every person we come to sermon, conversation, tracts, and personal influence. Unfortunately, a great many who are committed to the accuracy of the received text of King James Bible say nothing in support of it, and the reason is this. I'm not a Bible scholar, and I can't can't defend it. And I'm afraid I do more harm than good, so I just won't say anything. Sounds good, doesn't it? That sounds like a person who's afraid of a bully on the playground. I just don't think I can do it. Well, the money may reply. And I'll tell you right now, I'd rather stop the time than to give up and do it all. That's true. Well, I'm sure something's very bad if you don't think you can defend the Bible. And I don't call those words exactly the Bible. I'm talking about the Bible. I do it like this. I say, well, I'm not a botanist. But I know the difference between poison ivy and a grapevine. And I can make a good case for the difference. I suffer from the effects of poison ivy, and no one is ever going to cause me to embrace it again. And I've enjoyed grace. And no one is going to convince me that they aren't good. So you can defend it. All you have to do is love it. My wife has a bald-headed husband. But because she loves him, she claims him wherever she goes. Any reasonable and objective person should be able to see the inferiority of a critical sensibility when it's compared to the King James Bible. One need not be a strong Bible scholar in order to understand that the King James Bible is written solely with our critical text version. Learn the facts. Suffer the consequences of speaking up for the King James Bible. Go to the trouble. Take the time. Undertake the great cause of Bible defense. And all King James Bible supporters stand up and speak out in the church and among their acquaintances. It makes overcoming every King James Bible school more possible. Some of you listen could easily make a difference in the church you attend, the school you support, where you live and have influence. Some could make a difference financially. Do it! Don't put your name somewhere that's supporting a critical text for them. Support the Boone Burgum Society so that we can do more, tell more about the wicked alterations of the Bible. You don't know nothing about the issue. I tell those friends to go to Bible school. Go to an unaccredited Bible school that has a clear, public statement declaring their unwavering support of the received text in the King James Bible Translation. But I would go to a state university. Now get this. At least a Bible believing student at a state university knows he's in a pagan school. And will therefore be more on guard against deception and not as easily shaken by criticism of the Bible. The hypocritical, dishonest, critical text teacher who claims to love the King James Bible and all the while requiring or urging the student to use a critical text version is a deceiver. Those and their many claims to honor the King James Bible for the sake of financial support from misled supporters. I had a missionary come up to me the other day and said, God bless you, brother. I said, this one's good. He said, you know, when you have Dr. Wade over at your church in 2007, I don't need to think about it. But I have so many Bob Jones churches that support my ministry that I just couldn't come and take a chance on losing my school. I said, that's what I thought. The students are often ruined when their faith is shaken instead of being strengthened. Make your stand in your Bible school, friend. First Chronicles chapter 11 relates the account of Eliezer who made a stand in a high-hazard barley field against a large number of Philistines. God loves that field to them. You and I must do the same in our barley field. Small though it may be, it nonetheless can be done. And then the idealist needs willing to walk and step through those gates, it would be well if any man saw you through philosophy and by the sea. After the truth of the man, after leading up to the world, and not after Christ. He was going away to Bible school for study. These souls gather their hearts and sorrows in their eyes. They have usually been taught to respect Bible teachers and school administrators. As a rule, the idea is that students rise in Christ something to teach is the last word in Jesus, which they think sounds good, but they are the last word to prove. That's more true than you ever realize. Because of this blinding spiritual and understanding eye, students are easily led down the garden path of acceptance of the critical test, which is very true by their indoctrinated. The great truth that was kept from the churches for 1800 years, but which is now found at last and given to the churches. The intention of the Bible student most often swallows the, all the intellectual deceptive indoctrination he is given without question. If he questions much, he is rudely treated. And because of ridicule, he and others who question or sin, he attend the line. After silencing the questioner, the students are ready for the bliss of receiving an altered Bible indoctrination education. Anyway, say critical text teaching, this is said by the best scholar to be the latest and therefore best version. One more student was assured that the critical text, after all, contains the word of God, and that no Bible is actually the preserved words of God, therefore modern versions are just as good as the King James Bible. Because of the long ago secret, dishonest exception and promotion of the critical text, began by so-called Christian Bible scholars and schools, the effort has now achieved its objective in a large degree. The efforts of a multitude of pastors, writers, missionaries trained by critical text schools, as well as Christian school textbooks, Christian publishers, received parents, the reading card industry, and almost any imaginable form who are critical text supporters, have produced a gigantic advantage of acceptance on the part of the public for the critical text versions of the Bible. We receive text supporters are called intolerant if we very strongly resist the versions. Those individuals who read the King James Bible have been well-mannered and quiet too long. Yet, instead of possessing Bible schools and church dominance, which was meant daily, both are lost through carelessness, cowardice, and humility. And we must now do what we can, where we can, instead of a place of dominance, to receive text King James Bible without a favor with the masters. Let us now do each one tells one. What about 1901, when the American Standard Version was published in America, it was signed or rejected? In that day, the pastors and more clearly fundamental Bible schools spoke loudly and warned against the altered version, with the same as the statement of altered version that it was. But the preacher theory, yes, male, cancer, and any other destructive and ruinous thing, like the critical text, won't go away for long. Soon, due to a diabolical obsession on the part of a few highly respected scholars and the critical text version, began to be accepted by some elite religious leaders on the cutting edge of scholarship, as it had already been accepted in Europe and England. As I find it, by about 1930, those with degrees of higher learning and acceptance of critical text and its version dominated the lesser educated rural received church pastors. The result of that fact was that somewhere between the years of 1930 and 1980, the influential pastors and educators have taken over the majority of Bible schools by serving as trustees, and consequently, critical text teachers were almost exclusively employed. The same text teachers were needed out at some time unscrupulous men, effectively disenfranchising the same text group who had largely built the institution. All this had taken place at least between 1970 and 1980, although it was secretly being done in classroom by early 1960. This dramatic takeover of the same text fundamental schools largely took place after 1946 when the final standard version was introduced. A leading academic school such as Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, Brown, etc. was concerned with bringing the critical text into acceptance and dominance. Then, in their madness to be known as academically superior schools or to attain university status or become accredited, trustees and administrators of fundamentally received text schools began clandestinely reinvigorate the perceived scholarly view of the critical text and to employ critical text scholars. For a few short years, as already stated, those schools became wholly critical text. Today, there are few Christian institutions, Bible students can attend, that hold the received text position. Students must be led. The warning cannot be positive. In that vein, no matter how much you love the school, college, university, seminary, that schools. You aid and abet the theft of the true Bible and weaken truth by supporting such institutions. If modernists want Christian institutions, let them build it. And if they support those if they want support for those institutions which they have stolen, let them support. Jude, verse 16, is a very clear assessment of the early King James Bible preachers and students. These are murmurers, complainers, walking in their own lusts, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person and admiration because of the damage. As is always true of God's word, there is no mention of words in that verse. This is a strongly worded declaration and condemnation of the character and motives of critical text teachers. Admittedly, this verse primarily deals with men who we would call lost. And I'm sorry to say it, but I believe one who would promote the critical text and the versions derived from it are either not born again, apostate, or wickedly ungodly. Immediately, I am making that evaluation myself. And I realize that there are many generous-hearted people listening who are more charitable in their opinion of the critical text supporters than I. But just as anyone who would shred laws of the American Constitution is an un-American traitor, likewise, anyone who shreds an altar to receive text abates in the same or profits in any way from it is a critical text, produces or promotes a critical text version is ungodly himself. Students need to know that teachers and institutions holding critical text views are murmurers, complainers, walking out of their own lust, speaking great swelling words, having men their own advantage. The critical text versions derive and those versions derive from it, along with the promoters, institutions and teachers of it, should all be put in the category of Rupert Murdoch, a man given entirely to profit and self-interest. The profit of those in critical text adoption and promotion may simply be the commendation of an academic community being listed as authorized church on the school's list of churches students, staff, and faculty may attend, being a conference speaker, or whatever the inducement keeping quiet, going along, getting along, or participating with the
name I believe it is, that's his estimate too. The world needs to be shown that the Bible changes are ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The students and their parents ever realize that these ever-learning teachers and scholars are with every new version deciding what God may say and how he can say it, then they will change and leave, that they will change and leave out words as suits their purpose, then and only then will the efforts of the critical text purveyors become unacceptable. If these facts are ever realized, Bible students, their parents, and supporters will cease making the ungodly critical text effort profit, and they will go out of business. Nothing short of cutting off the money of critical text schools will stop them. Truth and accurate information about the Anti King James Bible School shared with prospective students and their families, getting the word out, can bring those institutions, exalted they may be, into question at all time that school can be overcome. But without a spiritual awakening among the masses and a revival of the churches, all we can do as a Bible society is continue to reach as many as we can with the truth and pray that God's grace is great in our effort. With resolve, Jesus said to the sleeping disciples when he was facing his bitter night of trial and subsequent crucifixion, "Rise, let us be going. He is at hand that doth betray me." So too must we with resolve rise and go in the cause of his word.